Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Naresh Mago with the Midday News. The headlines. Government redefined women-led development over the past 11 years as cornerstone of India's progress, says Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Sikkim government rescues stranded locals and taxi drivers through special helicopter sortie from landslide-hit Chatin. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar to embark on 7-day visit to France and Belgium today. U.S. President Donald Trump orders deployment of National Guard troops in Los Angeles after raids on undocumented migrants spark protests. And in French Open tennis, top seed Jannik Sinner to clash with defending champion Carlos Alcaraz for men's singles title this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the government has redefined women-led development over the past 11 years through a series of impactful initiatives. As the NDA government at the centre completes 11 years in office, Mr. Modi highlighted the transformative role played by women in the journey towards a developed India. In a social media post, the Prime Minister reaffirmed that in all sectors, be it science, education, sports, startups, and the armed forces, women are excelling and inspiring several people. Our correspondent has filed a report highlighting the journey of Nari Shakti, a powerful movement of social transformation and inclusion where women are being empowered across all spheres of life.
The government's flagship nutrition program, Mission Poshan 2.0, focuses on children, adults and girls and mothers. Over 2 lakh Anganwadi centers are being upgraded to deliver not only better nutrition, but also early childhood education. On the health front, schemes like Janani Shishu Suraksha Karyakram and Janani Suraksha Yojana have ensured access to safe deliveries and maternal care, especially in rural and underserved regions. Under the Swachh Bharat mission, over 12 crore toilets have been constructed, significantly improving safety and sanitation for women. The Ujwala Yojana has provided over 10 crore LPG connections, freeing women from harmful cooking smoke. The Jal Jeevan mission has delivered tap water to over 15 crore rural households, reducing the daily burden of water collection. Education has seen a steady rise in girls' school enrollment from 75.5% to 78%. The Sukanya Samriddhi Yojana, with more than 4.2 crore accounts open, has enabled financial security for the girl child. The historic Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam, which reserves 33% of seats in parliament and state assemblies for women, reflect a decisive shift towards gender justice and representation. This journey is not just about providing support, it's about building a nation where women lead from the front, across homes, schools, workplaces and institutions. With Vishnu, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
India has witnessed a profound transformation over the past 11 years, shaped by the guiding principles of Seva, Sushasan and Garib Kalyan. In this special feature, Akashvani News takes a closer look at the government's impactful initiatives and achievements across vital sectors. Today, we discuss financial reforms that have empowered the middle class.
For over a decade, India's middle class has stood at the center of the nation's development journey. Their aspirations have not only been heard, but honored with decisive action. Tax reforms and reliefs, social security and skill development have been important pillars of the government's efforts toward the empowerment of the middle class. The latest union budget made income up to 12 lakh rupees tax-free under the new tax regime. Pre-filled income tax returns and a faceless assessment system have made tax compliance faster, simpler and more transparent. The Unified Pension Scheme UPS guarantees 50% of the average basic pay as pension for the government employees with 25 years of service. Meanwhile, the average inflation rate over the past decade has been contained at 5%, down from 8.2% in the previous 10 years. Equally transformative has been the push for skill development. Under the Pradhan Mantri Kaushal Vikas Yojana, over 1.63 crore youth have received industry-relevant training. The National Apprenticeship Promotion Scheme has facilitated the placement of over 40 lakh apprentices with industries since 2016. The number of industrial training institutes has also increased significantly, from around 9,900 in 2014 to over 14,600 in 2024. Together, these efforts have delivered real empowerment to the middle class. The government's approach is clear. Listen to its citizens, simplify simplify the system and deliver on promises. Vishnu PS, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Vikasit Bharat ka Amritkaal. Seva, Sushasan, Gareeb Kalyan ke 11 saal.
Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that diversification of agriculture towards easily cultivable fruits and crops is essential for the sector's growth. Speaking during his visit to Bengaluru as part of the Vikasit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan, Mr. Chauhan highlighted the benefits of cultivating dragon fruit.
Pradhan Mantri ji ne kaha, Vikasit Bharat ke liye Vikasit Krishi aur Samriddh Kisan chahiye. Aur Vikasit Kheti ke antargat hi, humko Krishi ka vividhikaran karke aisi kamlam jaisi faslon ki taraf aana padega. Ugana bhi aasan hai, hum kisanon ko educate bhi karenge. Isse teen fayde hain. Ek, organic utpad milega. Dusre, इतने न्यूट्रिएंट है इसमें जो मनुष्य के स्वास्थ्य को बहुत बेहतर रखेंगे. तीसरे, इसमें आप 6-7 लाख रुपया भी हर साल कमा सकते हैं.
दिस इज आकाशवाणी गिविंग यू द न्यूज. फॉर क्विक न्यूज अपडेट्स राउंड द क्लॉक, फॉलो अस ऑन आवर एक्स हैंडल एट AIRNewsAlerts. एंड फॉर डिटेल्स ऑफ स्टोरीज एंड मोर, लॉग ऑन टू आवर वेबसाइट www.newsonair.gov.in एंड डाउनलोड न्यूज ऑन AIR ऐप. The Sikkim government rescued 28 stranded persons, including locals, taxi drivers and certain government officials, through special helicopter sortie from Chatin in landslide-hit Mangan district today. All evacuees reached Pakyong Greenfield Airport safely. The operation was a part of the ongoing coordinated relief and evacuation efforts being undertaken in view of the recent adverse conditions that disrupted normal road connectivity and access to the region. The flood situation in Assam improved significantly today. The state government has deployed state disaster response force teams for ongoing rescue efforts. According to the Assam State Disaster Management Authority, over 30,000 people remain in 130 relief camps, while more than 3 lakh people are still reeling under the deluge across 900 villages in 12 districts. Water levels in major rivers, including the Brahmaputra, are receding. Ferry services between Guwahati and North Guwahati resumed today as conditions improved in Kamrup district. The India Meteorological Department has forecast moderate rainfall in Kachar, Sribhumi and Hailakandi districts of Barak Valley. The Manipur government has ordered suspension of internet and mobile data services in the territorial jurisdiction of 5 valley districts for 5 days. The decision has been made in view of the prevailing law and order situation following the protest after the arrest of a Meitei outfit leader. The districts include Imphal West, Imphal East, Thobal, Bishnupur and Kakching. Our correspondent has the details.
After the widespread protests in Beli districts last night, additional security arrangements have been made as the prohibition under Section 163 of BNSS has been enforced in 5 districts of Manipur. Streets and markets remain deserted today and all government and private institutions remain closed. Meanwhile, a team of MLAs call on the governor of Manipur today and discuss about the present situation. Rishi Thaksom, Akashvani News, Imphal.
In Telangana, 3 Congress legislators, G. Vivek Venkateswamy, A. Lakshman Kumar and V. Srihari, were sworn in as ministers in the state cabinet this afternoon. Governor Jishnu Dev Verma administered the oath of office in secrecy at a ceremonial event in Raj Bhavan in Hyderabad. Here is more from our correspondent.
This is the first expansion of about 13-month-old Revanth Reddy's cabinet in Telangana. With this induction of 3 ministers, the number of ministers in the cabinet has gone up to 15. The state legislative assembly has 119 seats and accordingly, the cabinet can accommodate 3 more inductions in the coming days. The long-awaited expansion has also created some discontentment among a few aspirants who expressed their anger for not getting a chance, following which the PCC leadership is trying to pacify them. The portfolio allotment is yet to be known for the newly inducted ministers. Lakshmi, Akashwani News, Hyderabad.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will embark on a 7-day official visit to France and Belgium today. During his France visit, the External Affairs Minister will hold bilateral discussions with his French counterpart Jean-Noël Barrot in Paris. Dr. Jayashankar will also participate in the inaugural edition of Mediterranean Raisina Dialogue in the city of Marseille. During his visit to Belgium, Dr. Jaishankar will hold a strategic dialogue with EU High Representative and Vice President Kaya Kallas at Brussels. He will also engage with the senior leadership from the European Commission and the European Parliament. The minister will hold bilateral consultations with Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister of Belgium, Maxime Prevol. U.S. President Donald Trump has ordered the deployment of 2,000 National Guard troops in Los Angeles to help manage the unrest over raids on undocumented migrants. The city saw a second day of unrest last night as residents of a predominantly Latino district clashed with Immigration and Customs Enforcement federal agents, ICE. As many as 118 arrests were made in Los Angeles this week as a result of ICE operations. Meanwhile, Border Czar in Trump's administration, Tom Homan, told the media that the raids are being conducted to make the city safer. Colombia's right-wing presidential candidate Senator Miguel Uribe Turbay was shot multiple times during a campaign event in the capital Bogota yesterday. The 39-year-old Centro Democratico leader is currently fighting for his life in a hospital in the capital. Police have arrested a 15-year-old suspect from the scene. Meanwhile, Senator Uribe's party has condemned the attack, calling it a grave threat to democracy and freedom in Colombia. Italians are voting in referendums on easing citizenship rules and strengthening labor protections amid concerns that low turnout could render the polls invalid. Voting began today and will continue through Monday. One of the key questions on the ballot asks Italians whether they support reducing the residency requirement for applying for Italian citizenship by naturalization to 5 years. Akashvani is celebrating its 90th anniversary today. On this day in 1936, the Indian State Broadcasting Service was renamed All India Radio, AIR. This landmark occasion marks a significant moment in the cultural, informational, and broadcasting history of the country, the birth of a voice that would resonate through generations. A report from our correspondent.
On June 7, 1936, the front page of the Indian Listener, the then official magazine of All India Radio, announced AIR to the world and inscribed a day before the magic began. The humble Delhi station of Akashvani became a center where voices found wings and history found a mic. Post-independence, AIR expanded rapidly, adopting the name Akashvani in 1956. Today, Akashvani operates 591 stations, reaching 98% of India's population and broadcasting in 23 languages and 146 dialects. Akashvani's external service division broadcasts to over 100 countries, projecting India's voice globally. Living up to its noble ideals of Bahujan Hitai, Bahujan Sukhai, the news service division of AIR strives to provide news and views to every dweller in this vast country in varied terrains 24/7. Adarsh for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Moving on to sports, in French Open tennis, world number one Jannik Sinner will face world number two and defending champion Carlos Alcaraz for the men's singles title this evening. We have a report.
In a highly anticipated showdown at Roland Garros, Carlos Alcaraz and Jannik Sinner are set to face off in their first ever Grand Slam final against each other. Defending champion Alcaraz is aiming to secure back-to-back French Open titles, while Sinner, fresh off his rise to world number one, is chasing his first Roland Garros crown. Their head-to-head battles have already thrilled fans in past ATP events, but this marks a new chapter on the sport's biggest clay court stage. Tennis fans around the world are in for a generational clash with history on the line. Chirag Jha, Sports Desk.
Meanwhile, American tennis star Coco Gauff clinched her maiden women's singles title of French Open, defeating world number one Aryna Sabalenka in a thrilling final last night. And now, before we end this bulletin, the headlines once again. Government redefined women-led development over the past 11 years as cornerstone of India's progress, says Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Sikkim government rescues stranded locals and taxi drivers through special helicopter sortie from landslide-hit Chattan. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar to embark on a 7-day visit to France and Belgium today. U.S. President Donald Trump orders deployment of National Guard troops in Los Angeles after raids on undocumented migrants spark protests. And in French Open tennis, top seed Jannik Sinner to clash with defending champion Carlos Alcaraz for men's singles title this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.